Now, are we close, though, to the birth date of Jesus, or was that way off now?
The birth date, well, the mushrooms grow during Christmas. In December, that's when you'll find the mushrooms underneath the trees. This is the birthday of the Son of God. It's virgin born because there's no seed. See, to early man, up until, I think, about 300 years ago.
But, I mean, as a kid growing up, going to Catholic classes and stuff, they always said that, of course, Jesus was born on December 25th, and that's why we celebrate it that way.
Right, well, yeah, that's right, but see,
maybe he
that Jesus is as the mushroom, not as a image of a beast, which is a man, you know. We're the crowning glory of the beastly kingdom on this planet.
I mean, was he born on that day, though, or was he born on another day?
The mushroom is born every day.
No, I mean...
The mushroom is Jesus.
Hold on, you're losing me now.
Okay. John Allegro, the eminent scholar and philologist from Oxford and Cambridge Universities, he was so prominent that when they discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls, he was called to be in charge of the translating. Well... He was in charge of the translating for several years, and
okay.
For several years they wanted him to write what it was about. What are they about? What are the Dead Sea Scrolls about? Is this going to prove Christianity? Is this going to prove Judaism? What's this going to
mm-hmm.
do? Well, when he finally told them what it said, he wrote the book that's called The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross. And he said that these stories are about Jesus, but that Jesus is not a person. Jesus is the mushroom. And when you follow this back, you find out that Odin is the mushroom. You find that Mithra is the mushroom. You find that Shiva is the mushroom and Vishnu is the mushroom. And all of the ancient world religions were worshiping these mushrooms.
Wait a minute now. What about the person who was called Jesus in all the various stories?
That is the mushroom. And the death on the cross is symbolized by the death and rebirth experience that's brought on by the mushrooms.
So you're saying that there was not a human being named Jesus.
Right.
That all the stories that relate to that person, they were really talking about the mushroom?
Exactly. Either the mushroom or the sun. Because there were two suns. One was the sun in the sky, and one was the sun that appeared miraculously on the ground, that produced visions that took mankind into the heavens or into the hells. See, the mushroom...
Well, I mean, what about the story about the three wise men going to a manger with gifts and things like that?
Okay, well, this is told in the...
Somebody was born, right?
No, yeah, the sun. The sun was born. The three wise men, or the three kings of the Orient, are the three stars of the belt of Orion. If you look into Oriental astrology, or astrotheology, or astronomy, depending on how you're looking
okay.
at it, the constellation of Orion has the three belt stars... Three belt stars are the three kings of the Orient.
Interesting.
Now, what happens is, as the sun, as we were talking, moves further south and then north, and the days get longer and shorter, well, also at this same time, as the sun is moving into the farthest south position, the Orion has spun counterclockwise around to where the three belt stars are pointing straight down. The three belt stars point straight down, and on the horizon is where Sirius rises, exactly where those stars point down. And further on in the night, that is the exact same spot where the sun rises. Now, this is why you have the star of Bethlehem is Sirius. It shows the place where the sun will be born. Now, the sun in that spot during that time of the year is born or rises on the horizon in a spot that's called the stable because of all the animals in the constellations that are there. So the three kings of the Orient, and if you look at the words to the song, we three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we've traveled afar.
Right.
Then when you get into the line that says,
see, we've got to sing the whole song to remember the lines.
Yeah, but there's a part where it talks about the procession of the equinoxes because it's westward leading, still proceeding. See, because everybody knows that the stars, as they come up in the night, they go to the west from the east.
And it says, guide us to that kind of thing.
Right. But see, the stars move towards the sun, which means that those three stars, if you're reading the words right in the book, in the song, they have to move to the east, not to the west. So that would be the problem with it if you didn't understand precession.
Yeah, but are you saying, though, James, that all the stories in the New Testament that talked about Jesus and Mary Magdalene and all that, they weren't talking about a person?
That's right.
Who's Mary Magdalene in the scheme of things, then?
Well, the
another mushroom?
Listen, the mushroom is God, and the mushroom is the devil. The mushroom is the Virgin Mary. The virgin is, the mushroom is the harlot. It plays both roles in every one of the stories.
So you're saying if one would go back and reread all these stories and simply put in mushroom in place of individuals, you could see how that's being used?
Right. Then you could understand what it's really talking about. And this is what I've been working on since I was last on your show, since February, actually. I've been working with Jack Herer, who is a Jewish scholar and has been studying the works of John Allegro for over 20 years. And we've been going back to the original ancient Greek, going back to the original Hebrew, and we've been translating the Bible.
Theologians would go crazy listening to this. You know that.
Well, that's right, and that's what they did when John Allegro wrote the book, The Sacred Mushroom on the Cross. They did the exact same thing, you know. They came in and attacked him in every way possible. But the fact is that it's true. It really is there. And once you take it back to the original languages, there's no doubt about it. So we've been working on that. We did. We translated the Song of Solomon, which I talked about earlier. We translated Jonah, which, unless you think that somebody could stay inside of a whale, you need to re-examine the concept of what it means to go inside a whale or go into the depths of the ocean, you know. Be saved by the whale, whatever these stories talk about, and what this is exactly what we're talking about, the experiences and how this relates to the mushrooms.